We're now in Daf Kuf Amud Beis, about 10, 11 lines from the top. Rabbi Akiva Amar Akiva says, Afakor b'sfar machitzonim. Even among those who don't have a portion of the world to come are those who read the Sfarim Chitzonim. I guess literally means the external Sfarim works or books, the ones that did not make it into the canon. So what are these referring to? So Tana b'sifrei Tzidokim. So this refers to the books of the Sadducees who don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what it seems to be. Rashi says Shekofim b'kel chai, they deny the living God. In the Hagosvit Tziyunim, there is apparently a comment by Rashi that says that referring to this the Sifrei Minim, the works of the heretics, which refer to the Galachim, the priests might refer to the new Christians, but this was censored. There's those people who read like the New Testament, or so then that would be what this Sfarim Chitzonim refer to. The Rivash thinks that it's forbidden to read them, even if you don't believe. And I was just to stop read them is even a problem out of the concern that we had drawn away from Torah, like what happened with Elisha ben Avuya. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri writes that no. And again, he writes that. That when it says you can't read them is shelo lahavin ulahoros ella aldas leilech b'munasam. That what's forbidden is not simply to read them to understand them, but it's in order to follow in their faith. And this probably reflects the debate, the Torah Mada debate about studying secular studies. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovetz Shurim Chelek Beis Simon Mem Zayin, so he writes that the earlier the Rishonim argued on whether you're allowed to engage in philosophy, and he says that, for example, the Chovas HaLevavo says that it seems like it's a mitzvah because you have to have emuna. How do you achieve emuna? Through yediyah, through understanding, through knowledge. And those who argued said no, that the way you get emunah is through Kabbalah, revelation. In other words, the best way to get through emunah is that emunah through reason or revelation? Try to understanding through philosophy or simply through Mesorah. But Rav Chanan Wasserman writes, Lamaisa, in practice, by us, there's no real nafkamina for this machloket because it's obvious that even those who generally, in theory, would allow studying philosophy, that's hecha delo shchiya chazeg. It's only when damage is not common, when you can't be harmed from it. Meaning people who've milu kresim basavayai, those who filled their stomachs with meat and wine, as the Rambam says, that those who are grounded in faith in God, that all the winds in the world won't move them from their place. Then you can study philosophy, potentially. But not people like us, who don't have the right grounding. That it's too dangerous to study this. You say, you should know, the mitzvah of emunah is for once you're bar bat mitzvah. Can you imagine that when you're bar bat mitzvah, You should start studying philosophy like Aristotle? Can't be. And this is presumably his opinion is based on the Rambam. I'm sorry, on the Rivash. This Rivash in Siman Mem Hei, he also writes he was very against studying philosophy, and he explains that you can't bring a proof from the Rambam, because the Rambam obviously is someone who did study Aristotle, and he says that. He points out that the Rambam knew Halacha and Agada and Tosefta, Sifra and Sifre, and the Bavli and the Rishalmi. And the reason why the Rambam studied Aristotle is Lahashiv es Apikoros. He wrote the Morne Vuchim in order to respond to those who were confused about faith. And that's why it's permitted. So he basically said, makes two different points to justify, notwithstanding in this discussion, revolving on this line about studying Sfarim Chitzonim. So the Meiri will say it's okay, but the Rivash will say it's not okay. But didn't the Rambam study Sfarim Chitzonim? He says, yeah, but the Rambam knew Kol Torah Kula first, and secondly, he only did this in order to be able to save people who were going off the Derech. And some were even critical of the Rambam. For example, the Be'er Agra writes in Yeridea Siman Kufayin Tes Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, who says that these incantations, he talks about being saying incantations to to save yourself from a to heal yourself from a bite of a scorpion. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam and says the afal pi she'ena devar mor klum. This doesn't help at all. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" We find the Gemara is full of kshafim and shemos and lachashim and shadim and kamios. That we find many stories in the Gemara that talk about that the effectiveness of, I guess, these spiritual or these incantations. And he writes that the Rambam was nimshach achar philosophia harura, that Rambam was drawn after the cursed philosophy, and this philosophy harmed the Rambam. It influenced him negatively to not explain the Gemara according to the simple understanding. So he feels that the Vilna Gaon feels that not even the Rambam was saved from philosophy. Again, he didn't become a heretic like Elisha Ben Avuya, but it influenced him negatively. And just to round out this discussion, the Be'er Sheva comments that the Rambam does not quote this halacha. The Rambam writes he quotes in Hilchos Tshuva, these people don't have a chek lom haba, but he doesn't write those people who read Sefer Chitzonim. Because the Rambam himself is relying on the Mishnah Avos, which says, based on Rabbi Lazar, that Dama Shetashu Lapikoros, that you need to know how to respond to the Apikoros, and therefore, this is why the Rambam felt that you could study the Sfarim Chitzonim in order to know how to respond. Part of the Torah debate revolves perhaps around this discussion about reading Sfarim Chitzonim. There's also discussion about can you study Dvarim Chitzonim for purposes of Parnasa, the Kovit Jurim permitted for Parnasa. And the Birkas Shmuel says, based on the Ramah, that you can study other Chachmos, only Bakrai, only temporary, but not in the state of Kavius. The question what that means, Rabbi Willig had an explanation that when the Ramah says you can study other Limudim Bahrai, you have to know what's temporary, what's the real thing. The real thing is Torah. In any case, so this is a discussion about Svarim Chitzonim. Then the Gemara continues and says, Rav Yosef says, Ben-Sira, Ben-Sira, Nami, Osnum, Kri. You can't even read Ben-Sira. Now, who's Ben-Sira? Ben-Sira, the work of Ben-Sira is Apocrypha. It is, this is a work that was written in time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and it did not make it into the canon of Tanakh. And the concern is that, according to Rav Yosef, this leads to Bittul Torah. So, Amar Le Abaye says, my Taima, what's the reason that what's written in it that's Bittul Torah? Ilema mishum de kasabe lo tintosh gildana me udne de la leza mashke lechavla. If it's because it says you shouldn't peel off, scrape off a fish, even the ear of the skin of the ear of the fish, you shouldn't let anything go to waste. Lo tzol yasi benur vecho be tartan gritzim. Rather, you should roast it in fire, and you can eat it with two loaves of bread. So, are you saying that this is Dvar Batalim? This is nonsense. Imi pshata. If you're saying this is the simple, and if you're reading like the simple understanding that says you shouldn't waste anything, but where I say Nami Kasav Lotashi Sateisa, the Torah also says that you shouldn't destroy trees. That we believe in this. So, this why is that nonsense? Imi drasha. If this is really hinting. Orach Arakamashwa, and it's teaching you proper behavior to live the Shalokadaka. You shouldn't be intimate with a woman, not in the normal way. So this is not nonsense. So maybe this is something else written in it that's nonsense. Elam Mishum Dirsiv, maybe it's the fact that it's written Ben Sira Bas Lavia Matmones Shav, that a daughter to her father is a false treasure. Why is that? Ach, the Baruch Shem have a girl, but then he apparently is very nervous about the girl. Mipachtali Shem Balayla. He can't sleep at night because of fear. Bekat Nusa, when she's little, Shema Tispata, maybe she'll be seduced to engage in immorality. Benarusa, after she is a Nara, she's reached the age of maturity, and that she's 12 and has two hairs. So then Shema Tisna, maybe she will engage in immorality. And Bagra, when she's 12 years and 6 months, she's fit to get married. Shemalotinasi, maybe she won't get married. Nises, when she gets married, Shemaloyelobani, maybe she won't have children. Hiskina, when she gets old, Shemalotasak Shafi, maybe she'll engage in witchcraft. Hara Banami Amro. So, if that was Ben Sira's teaching us, this is not nonsense. The rabbis himself said this. The Chazal also said you need both men and women. Happy is someone who has sons, woe to someone who has daughters. Now, just so by the way, this doesn't point out that men are better than women. This just says that someone's going to get more nervous and worry more about a girl than about a boy. But so what's the nonsense of Ben Sira? Right? Ela mishum dechsiv lo teal davia belibach degavin kibarin ketal davia. Don't bring worry into your heart, because worry kills many strong men. Shlomo himself said it. There's worry in the heart of man, yashchena. And Rabbi Ami Ravasi Chalmar Yisichena Midata means that worry you should remove from your heart. And someone else said, we're not sure who said it. Rabbi Ami Ravasi once said you should remove from your heart, and once said you should talk about it with other people so you won't be worried anymore. So this is also, what Ben Sira said is also good advice. Or maybe you're saying that because it's written, "Minam rabim b'tzoch b'secha." You shouldn't have a lot of people in your house. V'lo ha'kol tavil b'secha. Don't bring everyone to your house, because you should just deal with them outside. Because if a lot of people, then perhaps they're gonna cause fighting, or maybe they'll take things from you. You shouldn't be used to having a lot of people in your house. The Vahar Rabbi Nami Amra, that Rabbi also said this. We've not seen the title here. Rabbi Omer lo yarba adam reyim b'soch beitzo shenama ish reyim lehisro ah. Because the pasuk initially said that if someone who has a lot of friends, then a lot of friends are going to do bad to you. If you have a lot of people, they're gonna end up fighting with you. You shouldn't have too many associates, because you won't be able to handle all of them. You're gonna fight with them. So what is different? So Ela Mishum, what is different? What's nonsense about Ben Sira? So finally, we have Ela Mishum Dichsiv. But it's written something in, you know what's written in Ben Sira? That's nonsense. Zaldikon Kortaman. He writes that someone who has a thin beard, a weak beard, he's very very smart. Avdikon, if he has a very thick beard, then Sachson, he's a fool. The Nafa Pekase, someone who blows his cup to remove the froth on top of the wine. Lo tzachi. It's a sign that he's not thirsty. Amar b'may eichol lachma. If he asks, with what shall I eat my bread? In other words, with what relish shall I eat my bread? Lachma sab mineh. Take away the bread from him, because he's not hungry. Mand isle ma barta bedikne. Someone who has his beard is split into two, and there's sort of like a bridge between them. Kuli amal yochile. No one can stand him, because he's very tricky. He's very tricky. Because he's tricky, he's always like playing with his hair, his beard hair, so much so that he's like twisting them into two, so much so into different sides, and he's got this like a break between the two sides of his beard, and this is all nonsense. Because this is nonsense, so therefore you shouldn't read this in the Sefer of Ben Sira.